Test 68, Section 3, Question 21. Now, with this one, we're looking for the flaw in the argument. And so as we look through this, it says, Professor Riley characterized the professor's speech as inflammatory and argued that it was therefore inappropriate. So Professor Riley said it was inflammatory and therefore inappropriate. However, Riley has had a long-standing feud with the president, so we should not conclude that her speech was inflammatory solely on the basis of Riley's testimony. So Riley's fought with the president, so we can't really say that it was inflammatory just because Riley thinks it was. Therefore, unless there are independent reasons to deem the president's speech inflammatory, so unless we have specific reasons to believe it was inflammatory, it is not true that her speech was inappropriate. And so therefore it's not inappropriate. Now, this one actually has the flaw in that although it seems okay at first, the problem is that the evidence does a pretty good job of saying we should have further proof before we conclude that it was inflammatory. But then it jumps to the conclusion, which is it is not true that her speech was inappropriate. And the idea here is that just because we haven't proven that it was inflammatory doesn't mean that we've proven that it was not inappropriate. It could have been inappropriate for other reasons. So the evidence just talks about the inflammatory portion and disproving that it was inflammatory or saying we need more evidence before we can conclude that it was inflammatory. But the conclusion of the argument is about whether or not it was appropriate, and those are different factors. And so now we look for the answer choices. So A, takes for granted that the speech could not be inappropriate if it was not inflammatory. Well, that sounds pretty good, because that's what we said they were doing in this situation. Then B, fails to address the possibility that inflammatory speeches may be appropriate for some audiences. It's not really about a different audience. It's whether or not it was inflammatory versus inappropriate. C, favors the university president's side in a dispute merely because simply because of the president's privileged standing. That's not what's happening here. It actually gives reasons as to why we should dispute Riley's claims. And then concludes that Riley's claim is false merely on the grounds that Riley has something to gain if this claim is accepted. It doesn't say Riley has something to gain. It just says Riley has had a feud with the president. And then fails to adequately address the possibility that Riley's animosity towards the president is well-founded. Well, even if it is well-founded, that doesn't matter. It's about whether the speech was inflammatory and therefore inappropriate. And so answer choice A is our correct one. It highlights the issue, which is the distinction between inflammatory and inappropriate. And so answer choice A is the correct one.